The Indiana State Department of Health is warning Indiana residents about the dangers of synthetic marijuana after cases of severe bleeding across the state were linked to the drug. Last month, 25 Indianapolis residents overdosed on artificial marijuana in just 2 days in one Indianapolis neighborhood. Last week, 4 Indianapolis residents overdosed on the drug at a prison inmate re-entry facility, according to RTV6. In a press release, the ISDH warned that the drug, which also goes under the name Spice, has the potential to cause severe and even life-threatening side effects.
These are chemicals that are synthesized in a laboratory that are meant to mimic some of the same effects that you get from the active ingredients found in the marijuana plant.
This is Dr. Daniel Resiniak, medical director of the Indiana Poison Control Center.
Right now is an emerging outbreak or epidemic of people who are smoking synthetic marijuana and presenting to hospitals with problems related to bleeding.
The cause of the internal bleeding, according to Dr. Resiniak, is a chemical that is commonly used in pest control products that is also found in several varieties of spice.
We do not think at this point that it is related to the compounds that you smoke in spice, but rather our concern is that it is likely a compound that is commonly found in rat poison that has been added to the spice. There's a large number of different chemicals that have been synthesized that are shown to work in the brain at the same areas or same receptors that THC does.
The chemical is not present in all spice products, according to Dr. Resiniak. The ISDH is still waiting for confirmation from the Centers for Disease Control on which specific artificial marijuana product contains the poisonous chemical.
The way that these compounds work, they're sometimes called long-acting anticoagulants or super warfarins. They work that by inhibiting proteins that your liver normally makes that allows your blood to clot. So normally, if you injure yourself, you activate or you release some proteins from your liver that will allow that blood to clot so you don't bleed to death. Well, you can inhibit that system with certain compounds. The drug Coumadin or warfarin is a drug that lots of people are placed on every year who have clotting disorders, people who clot too easily and may develop a blood clot in their leg or a blood clot in their lung or the blood clot in their heart. And so we will often put patients on these Coumadin or warfarin compounds to help prevent their blood from clotting so much. What we're dealing with, and we think we're dealing with here, is what we call long-acting or super warfarin. They work the same way that Coumadin does in your body, but they are more potent and they last much, much longer. If you take a dose of Coumadin, it may only decrease your clotting for a day or so. These compounds decrease your clotting for months, and even in some patients, they've been reported up to years.
According to Dr. Resiniak, the most dangerous part of contaminated spice is that the user may not be aware of the potentially lethal side effects until it is too late.
The concern is we don't know how many patients are walking around who are at risk if they fall, if they sneeze really hard, if they're in a car accident, of having a severe bleeding problem, or even worse, bleeding to death.
The issue of uncontrolled blood loss is just one of the many negative side effects that spice can cause. There are many different chemical compounds that are labeled and then sold as artificial marijuana. Each of these compounds can have its own unique set of side effects.
To date, there's been over 170 different chemicals that have been identified that have been synthesized and sold or used as synthetic marijuana. And so because of that, we can see a variety of different presentations after somebody uses it. We can see somebody get sleepy and kind of unresponsive, and these have sometimes been called zombie syndromes. There was an outbreak in Brooklyn. There was a recent outbreak in Indianapolis where people describe that the folks, after they smoke it, as to looking like zombies, which is just another way of saying they kind of become unresponsive and really slow in their movements. You can see people become severely agitated and confused and aggressive and have really high heart rates and really high blood pressures. You can see patients develop kidney failure and kidney damage. That's been reported with certain strains of spice or K2. So you can get a variety of different presentations, and it is likely that they're all different because there are so many different chemicals, and people almost never know exactly which chemical they're getting when they smoke or use one of these products.
Dr. Rusiniak advises people who smoke spice to be wary of bruises or wounds. If they have a bleeding disorder caused by the drug, even a small wound could result in serious consequences.
People who are smoking spice, they should watch for any signs of bruising or bleeding that they have. And certainly there's some concern if they think any of the products that they're using have come from Chicago or the Chicago area, then they should go and be tested for a bleeding disorder. At least until we figure out what products are causing this, we need to be careful and probably err on the side of having patients go to the hospital and be tested for excessive bleeding if they are spice smokers, particularly if they're having any problems where they notice nosebleeds or bruising of the skin or their gums bleeding or anything like that. I mean, in general, all of these drugs that you're purchasing on the internet or through local dealers, there is no ability to ever be sure of what you're getting. The risks are becoming greater over time. We're seeing far more complications related to the synthetic marijuanas as well as the synthetic opioids that are being sold as heroin, as well as the synthetic cathinones that are being sold as methamphetamine and stimulants. So it is a really difficult problem that we're dealing with, but I think people need to get help and try to get the help that they need to treat their addictions, because it's becoming incredibly dangerous to buy or use any of these substances.
Anyone who has questions about spice usage or if they've encountered complications from the drug can contact the Indiana Poison Control Center at 1-800-222-1222. If you are experiencing a spice-related overdose, Dr. Rusiniak recommends going to the nearest emergency medical center or dialing 911. Reporting for WFHB, I'm Jonah Chester.